Welcome to Baker Bowl in Philadelphia, for the game between the New York Giants and the Philadelphia Phillies. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, JoJo Moore. Batting second. The shortstop, Dick Bartel. Batting third. The third baseman, Mel Ott. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jimmy Ripple. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Johnny McCarthy. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Luke Iazza. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gus Mancuso. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Burgess Whitehead. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Cliff Melton. Pitching for the New York Giants, Cliff Melton. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Leo Norris. Batting second. The center fielder, Earl Brown. Batting third. The right fielder, Chuck Kline. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dolph Camilli. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Maury Arnovich. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bucky Walters. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Atwood. Batting eighth. The shortstop, George Sherin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hugh Mulcahy. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Hugh Mulcahy. And now, play ball. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a line drive into center field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel takes first base on ball four. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Camilli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Atwood for a passed ball. Bartel moves to second. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple takes first base on ball four. Johnny McCarthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarthy hits a line drive into center field. Brown picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Brown. Bartel scores. Ripple moves to third. McCarthy moves to second. It's 1-0, Giants. Luke Iazza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Iazza is walked intentionally. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso hits a fly ball into left field. Arnovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Leo Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chuck Kline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kline strikes out. Two outs. Dolph Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli hits a pop-up towards short. Bartel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead hits a ball on the ground towards first. Camilli scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Whitehead for the out. One out. Cliff Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton strikes out. Two outs. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Bartel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Moore moves to second. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-for-1 in the game. Ott hits a ball on the ground that hits Moore. Moore is out and Ott is safe at first. There goes Moore trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Bartel moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Maury Arnovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnovich hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chiazza. Arnovich reaches second base with a double. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters strikes out. One out. Bill Atwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Atwood hits a fly ball into center field. Chiazza settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is walked intentionally. Hugh Mulcahy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulcahy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Arnovich scores. Sherin moves to second. It's Giants, 1, Phillies, 1. Leo Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0-for-1 in the game. Norris hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Phillies 1. The Giants will come to bat. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Ripple hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Brown. Ripple reaches second base with a double. Johnny McCarthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarthy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McCarthy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ripple moves to third. Luke Chiazza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiazza is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Chiazza hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ripple scores. McCarthy moves to third. It's 2-1, Giants. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0-for-1 in the game. Mancuso bunts towards the mound. Mulcahy fields it and throws to second for the out. McCarthy scores. One out. It's 3-1, Giants. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitehead hits a fly ball into center field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cliff Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mulcahy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Earl Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brown strikes out. Mancuso drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Brown out. One out. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0-for-1 in the game. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dolph Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli is 0-for-1 in the game. Camilli strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Phillies 1. The Giants will come to bat. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards third. Walters fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bartel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sharon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ott takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Ripple hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Sharon fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Maury Arnovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnovich is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Arnovich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 0-for-1 in the game. Walters hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Atwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Atwood is 0-for-1 in the game. Atwood strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Phillies 1. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny McCarthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarthy is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. McCarthy hits a pop-up towards third. Walters settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Chiazza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiazza is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Chiazza bunts towards the mound. Mulcahy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Mancuso hits a fly ball into center field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Chiazza. The throw from Atwood and he is out, Sharon applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. George Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Sharon hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Mancuso fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hugh Mulcahy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulcahy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mulcahy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chiazza. Mulcahy reaches second base with a double. Leo Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0-for-2 in the game. Norris takes first base on ball 4. Earl Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mulcahy scores. Norris moves to second. It's 3-2, Giants. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0-for-2 in the game. Klein hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chiazza throws the ball into McCarthy who tags Klein trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Norris scores. Brown moves to third. Two outs. It's Giants, 3, Phillies, 3. Dolph Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli is 0 for 2 in the game. Camilli hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Phillies 3. The Giants will come to bat. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitehead hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mulcahy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cliff Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 2 in the game. Melton strikes out. Two outs. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bartel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Walters fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Phillies 3. The Phillies will come to bat. Maury Arnovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnovich is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Arnovich is hit by the pitch. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 0 for 2 in the game. Walters bunts in front of the plate. Mancuso fields it and throws to first for the out. Arnovich moves to second. One out. Bill Atwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Atwood is 0 for 2 in the game. Atwood strikes out. Two outs. George Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Sherin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Phillies 3. The Giants will come to bat. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Ripple takes first base on ball 4. Ott moves to second. Johnny McCarthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarthy is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. McCarthy bunts towards the mound. Mulcahy juggles the ball. That's an error on Mulcahy. Ott moves to third. Ripple moves to second. Luke Chiazza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiazza is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Chiazza hits a fly ball into right field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ott scores. One out. It's 4-3, Giants. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Mancuso takes first base on ball 4. Ripple moves to third. McCarthy moves to second. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 0 for 3 in the game. Whitehead hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ripple scores. McCarthy scores. Mancuso moves to third. It's 6-3, Giants. Orville Jorgens now pitching. Cliff Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 3 in the game. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sherin fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Phillies 3. The Phillies will come to bat. Orville Jorgens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgens hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Leo Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Norris hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCarthy fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Earl Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Brown hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCarthy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCarthy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Klein for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Phillies 3. The Giants will come to bat. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Moore hits a fly ball into left field. Arnovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bartel hits a fly ball into right field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Ott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sherin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Phillies 3. The Phillies will come to bat. Dolph Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli is 0 for 3 in the game. Camilli hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Maury Arnovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnovich is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Arnovich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 0 for 2 in the game. Walters strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Phillies 3. The Giants will come to bat. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and two walks. Ripple hits a fly ball into left field. Arnovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny McCarthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarthy is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. McCarthy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Luke Ayaza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgens fires to first and picks off McCarthy. Two outs. Luke Ayaza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ayaza is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Ayaza hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Norris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Phillies 3. The Phillies will come to bat. Bill Atwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Atwood is 0 for 3 in the game. Atwood hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Sherin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Atwood moves to second. Walter Stevenson pinch hits for Orville Jorgens. Walter Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson strikes out. One out. Leo Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Norris hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Melton fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 6, and Philadelphia Phillies, 3. Goodbye from Baker Bowl in Philadelphia.